Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
Injuries are no excuse for losing in the NFL. You don't get a drink box when you come up short. But despite the absence of six starters, it was somewhat remarkable the Packers battled the high-flying Falcons to a one-point game in the Georgia Dome.
Without his top two running backs, without his leading receiver, Randall Cobb, without his newly emerging X-factor, Ty Montgomery, Aaron Rodgers orchestrated a spread attack that matched the top offense in the NFL blow for blow, passing for 246 yards and four touchdowns to four different receivers. Half of those touchdown receptions were made by rookies. Geronimo Allison caught his first NFL pass, a four-yard touchdown in the second quarter. Trevor Davis set up his score with the best punt return in almost two seasons for the Packers, a 55-yarder. His nine-yard TD reception four plays later put the Packers ahead 21-13. No running backs? No problem. Rodgers himself led the team in rushing with six carries for 60 yards as the Packers rushed for 108 yards. He even broke out the belt on a two-point conversion. Defensively, second-year cornerback Ladarius Gunter took on the great Julio Jones and helped hold the NFL's leading receiver to an inconsequential three receptions for 29 yards. But close games come down to the plays you don't make just as much as the plays you do. Three plays into the game-winning Atlanta drive, Gunter undercut this route to Mohamed Sanu and would have had clear sailing to a pick six had he been able to hold on to the ball. The Falcons went on to win the game on this 11-yard touchdown pass to Sanu with 36 seconds to go.
The Packers didn't plan on playing like this. They hoped they wouldn't have to play some of these young guys this early or this much. And while they didn't get the drink box in Atlanta, what they found deep down on the depth chart could pay dividends later this season. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.